The Sphinx by Edgar Allan Poe, adapted and performed by Faith, Lorraine, and Carlos.
It was the summer of 1832. The cholera epidemic had been occurring in New York City. The man was going to visit his relative near the Hudson River. The man arrived at his relative's house, and his relative greeted him very excitedly.
Hello, my good friend. How are you?
The cholera epidemic has been hitting hard in New York City. Because of this, my friend has died.
That is terrible.
The relative tries to cheer the man up. The next day, the man is reading a book near the window. When he glances up from the pages of his novel, the man sees a ghastly sight in the distant hills. The man thinks he sees a huge monster.
The enormous creature was climbing down the hill. Its trunk was very large. It had two tusks like an elephant. It had giant wings covered with metal scales. The monster opens its jaws and clamps them shut, causing a loud roar as it disappears at the bottom of the hill.
The man has never seen such a creature in his life. He decides not to tell his relative because he fears she will think he's crazy. Days later.
A couple of days ago, I saw a monster through the window.
Really? Oh my goodness!
As the man goes to show the relative, he sees a little bug in the window.
It was just a bug?
The relative picks up the book discussing the creature, the Sphinx. The host reads the description of the Sphinx. It is exactly the same as what the man had seen. The relative also reads that the fear of death causes the man to mistake a small bug for a giant monster.
So you see, it was only a bug.